I am sitting here with Scott Erickson. He is with Syngenta, and he is part of the soybean seed product management department. Scott, tell us a little bit about what you guys are doing on the soybean side.
Sure. Well, we work in the seed part of the business, which would be NK brand soybean varieties. And our focus is how do we put together the best genetic package that can deliver the most yield potential to today's soybean growers. Another piece of that, though, because we're part of the Syngenta family, is we've got a lot of expertise on just how to grow soybeans, how to get those genetics into the bin at the end of the year. And so we're tackling all of those things that can rob yield during the growing season.
Kind of talk specifically on that, some of those endeavors that you guys are focusing on right now.
Absolutely. Well, a lot of soybean farmers know Cruiser Max beans from Syngenta. So that's a registered insecticide and fungicide that we've sold under the Cruiser Max label. But now we have also launched a new fungicide focused on root strength called Vibrance. And so soybeans from Syngenta this year, if they're purchased with treatment on them, will all come with Cruiser Max insecticide, fungicide, plus Vibrance fungicide. And that's a great way to get the seedling off to a great start. And we know that that impacts yield at the end of the year. The other thing that we work very hard on, we've been a leader for years in weed management. And particularly Missouri growers understand there's some challenges now in controlling certain species of weeds. And as we look at our research and we think about early season weed control and what that can do for yields, we know that's an important thing because those weeds and those young soybean plants compete with each other for water and nutrients. So that's just another step as we look at the whole growing season of a soybean plant.
What's the future hold for the soybean plant? You know, what are you guys doing to put your foot in the door for 2013 and beyond?
Sure. Well, it's really remarkable what the scientists are able to do from a genetic standpoint. We're just looking at what's in a soybean genetic plant today and saying, all right, there's markers we see. We work with molecular markers on these genetic maps, and we can connect those with varieties that do well in drought years, for example, which is something that's top of mind for a lot of us. And we're now able to become more predictive and prescriptive about the varieties we create. So we're moving from saying NK brand varieties have always done well in stress environments. That's pretty well known by farmers. But we're moving towards saying we're going to create varieties specifically for those tougher growing environments, or specifically for the farmer in southwest Missouri or in another part of the country that has a need that might be different. And so that's really exciting what the technology is allowing us to do. So over the next couple of years, we'll see more and more of those varieties in our lineup.
Thank you again, Scott, for chatting me up about soybeans. Again, talking with Scott Erickson, soybean and seed product manager at Syngenta. I am Jamie Johansson.